But in 2 John, the Bible tells us about false prophets. And it tells us in verse 9 of 2 John, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. Watch this key verse. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. See, some people have this attitude of just, well, I just want to bless everybody. Just tell everybody I love them. I just love everybody. I just want to bless everybody. I just want to be good to everybody. Well, what does the Bible say? The Bible says if somebody comes to you specifically for the purpose of bringing a false doctrine about Christ, you know, teaching lies about Christ, I'm not talking about just, you know, a little off on some finer point of prophecy. I'm talking about they're actually attacking who Christ is. You know, they come to you, they're denying the Trinity, or they're teaching that Jesus is just a man, or whatever they're denying, and whatever they're preaching lies about Christ. You know, the Bible says, do not receive that person into your house. Do not bid that person Godspeed. Don't say, have a great day, God bless you, you know, I wish you the best, here's a glass of water, you know, here you go. Wrong. Because the Bible says, look, this guy is on a mission to damn souls. Let him be accursed. And he says, if you bless him, you are a partaker of his evil deeds. Now, look, we all have enough sins of our own to worry about. The last thing we want is to get in trouble for other people's sins. You know what I mean? Like, I already got my own sins to worry about. Last thing I want is God saying, oh, well, now I'm going to hold you accountable for his sins because you're propping him up. You're blessing him. You're helping him. So that's a pretty sobering thought, isn't it?